Patricia Cahill. I think we have some of her performance now.
Patricia Cahill was a great entertainer.
Yes, and that's Patricia Cahill. I think Patricia's on the line now. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, does that bring...
Oh, that was lovely.
Does that bring great memories back? Thomas, put on your headphones there. No, Thomas, they're beside you there now. I'm just trying to get Thomas now so that he can hear you as well. But take us back, Patricia, to those times.
Well, it's funny you should play that, the Thorn Tree, because that was the song that I did at my audition in the Theatre Royal. In the Theatre Royal, the Theatre Royal changed my whole life. I had just left school and I was all lined up to work in the ESB office in Fleet Street. And there was a system then that if you thought you were good at anything or you could play a tin whistle or a dance or anything, they had open auditions every Monday. And you went along, did your audition, and if you were successful, you got a week in the Theatre Royal.
I see.
And that was all I wanted to do. So I went down with my mother, and I sang the Fairy Tree, the little song you've just played there. So the manager of the hotel, of the theatre, Phil O'Donoghue, he said to me, yeah, that was great, Patricia, but he said, I don't think it's quite suitable for the Theatre Royal, but so could you go home and learn, and this is my beloved from Kismet. So I said, well, all right. So we picked up the music in May's music store on the Stephen's Green, and I was learning this thing, and suddenly in the middle of the week, I got a telegram, because we had no phone, and it was from Phil O'Donoghue asking me to call the Theatre Royal, which I did, and he said, Jack Cruise is looking for a girl singer. I never heard of Jack Cruise, but I said, okay. He said, would you like to join him for this big show he does in the Theatre Royal? And I said, yeah, great, and he told me what kind of money I was on, and he said, be at rehearsals next Monday for the Jack Cruise show, and Jack never heard me sing. And as I say, the Theatre Royal, it started off with my ambition to sing for 1 week, and it started my whole lifetime of singing.
And give us some idea, Patricia, when you mentioned getting a few bob, how much would you have been paid for your performance?
I was getting £10 a week.
£10 a week? That would have been a substantial amount of money, wouldn't
it?
Well,
it was, but you see, it was. Let me just finish about the Fairy Tree, because at a later date in the Theatre Royal, I sang the Fairy Tree, and it took the theatre by storm. So it shows you that managers and sometimes people in the business, they don't really know what the audience will love. And the audience loved the Fairy Tree. Mm-hmm. And yet the manager said it wouldn't be suitable. So you never know.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. But no, £10 was a lot. I mean, somebody coming straight from school. I suppose I would have got a lot less working in the ESB office.
Yes. And were you sad when the Theatre Royal closed its doors in 1962, Patricia?
Well, to be honest with you, John, I think I was too young to be sad. Mm. You know, it was just like another theatre closing down. I was singing somewhere else. And then, as a matter of fact, the Theatre Royal closed down. Then I played the Empire Theatre in Belfast. That closed down. And the Olympia Theatre kind of closed down. So a lot of theatre, but they reopened now, thankfully, except for the Theatre Royal, which was a shame, mm-hmm. because it was a magnificent theatre.
Go on.
No, it was a magnificent theatre, and as Thomas was saying there, it was a tradition in Dublin. The number of people I've met through the years in all sorts of different countries saying, oh, I remember you in the Theatre Royal. We used to go there every week. And people did, because it was a fantastic film, the latest movie, and then you'd get this really spectacular stage presentation. And the stage was so big. I've been trying to think since you asked me to do the show, little memories that pop into my mind. And it was so vast, the theatre, that on one occasion I did Cinderella. We would do a segment from Cinderella. And I had all the cast on stage. We had a carriage, we had two ponies, and we were able to do a full circle of the stage.
Incredible.
So you can imagine the size.
Incredible, incredible. Stay on the line there, Patricia, because we also now want to... Claire Larkin in Wexford says, my parents went to Dublin from Mayo twice a year, spring show and horse show, and the highlight of their trip was to see Patricia Cahill in the Gaiety or wherever. They adored her. Lovely to hear her this morning. Another texter says, I saw and heard Bill Haley in the Royal in the 50s. As a child, I was taken to the Royal, saw Gracie Fields and Roy Rogers. Patricia was fabulous and so elegant too. Great compliments coming in to you, Patricia. And I wonder, would you give us a blast of the fairy tree, or is that too unfair to ask of you this morning?
Oh my God, and years since I've sung it as well.
Hang on,
give it a go.
Go on, give it a go.
All night around the thorn tree, the little people play, and men and women passing will turn their heads away. From break of dawn till moonrise, alone it stands on high, with twisted sprigs for branches across the winter sky. I think that's enough.
Well done, well done. I sprung that upon you. I'm a bit unfair, but...
that's all right. That's what show business is all about.
Yes.
You never know what's going to...
No, indeed.
You never know what's going to happen next, and that's the...
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Spontaneity. And Elizabeth says, great to hear Patricia after all these years. Patricia, loads and loads of texts saying lovely to hear you. And of course, they got the added pleasure of hearing you sing.